Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk. I don't know why we're talking about this.
We need to.
This is pressing issue.
I don't understand fashion in general. Mm-hmm. What's the thing that's coming back? There's a story about it.
Oh, the
sleaze thing.
Yeah.
Indie sleaze.
Yep.
Whatever that is. Huh? It basically means just
button. It's Kesha.
Is what?
It's Kesha. Dressed like Kesha from back in the early 2000s. Metallic. Oh, okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. Thank you.
That works.
Just saying that made you fully focus on what you.
Yeah.
I know what
you're describe
yeah.
an outfit.
Like glitter on your face and stuff.
Glitter, metallic pants, maybe some cheetah print, a stronger eyeliner.
But then you don't.
It's almost grungy, but not quite. It's like pop grunge. It doesn't match so much that it matches.
Yeah. It's like gaudy, is right. Like kind of over the top.
Really?
Yeah. But that could be like you could. That can be good.
So it was popular a few years ago, went away, and now it's back again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I would say.
But nobody in this room is rocking indie sleaze.
No.
I know.
No. Is it mainly, can guys do it? Is there a guy
I think
version
so.
Of it?
Where you get like the oversized plaid jackets, the skinny ripped black jeans.
Oh,
the,
okay.
It was that era right before like the Tumblr era.
Yeah. See, and that was prime.
What do you mean the Tumblr era? You mean Stanley's?
No. I'm talking about the website.
Oh. Isn't Stanley a Tumblr?
It is.
It is.
Different though.
Can I tell you how many different times I've had somebody, there was somebody going, I forget what it was. They were like, oh man, the Stanley Cup's over at my friend's house. And I'm like, let's go. And then we get over there and like, oh, I just picked up my Stanley. I'm like, you understand what I thought it was going to be, right?
Wow.
I thought I was going to get to kiss mm-hmm. the cup, drink some beer out of the cup. Stanley Cup has ruined hockey for me. Because people are like, oh, I left my Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And you think that these just nobodies have the Stanley Cup at their house?
That's a problem. No, at a certain point, I'm going to tell you, because Colorado has won it a bunch.
Yeah.
And
the Avs are great. Love them.
Most of the people who play hockey are children. They're like 19 mm-hmm. years old.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, they just let them unfettered with that damn thing. I've been in Wash Park. I was at Agave. Mm-hmm. They're like... margarita bar okay. sitting there and I'm like there goes a guy with a Stanley Cup. He's like, oh yeah, that's Ratanen or whatever, he lives right around the corner. I'm like, and he's wandering Gaylord Street with the Stanley Cup. He's like, oh yeah, it's his week with it. And you're like, and so he just goes bar to bar. He's like Reavers.
It's like the egg in high school project. It's like, oh he's got it,
except it's the Stanley Cup.
We had a bag of flour.
So now you're confused. You're like, what are they playing all these hockey games for? To win
right.
a water bottle?
Yes!
It's ridiculous.
Okay. I even forgot what we were talking about. No, we're talking about fashion.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. according to fashion experts, listen, I have allowed you sons of bees to move me from shorts at the knees.
Yes.
To the 9-inch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I've even bopped to the 7.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one pair.
Yes!
I got one pair of 5s.
Uh-huh. Nice. That's great.
5 makes me think I'm watching like Kareem in his prime playing basketball. That is a short.
It's very short. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It feels weird when you wear it to work. I'm just saying.
Have you guys?
He has. I don't.
Have you worn a 5?
He's worn a five
to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, just keep standing, brother.
I have, and I ran into the boss in the hallway. And I do remember that. Like I had to say, like, oh, I was showing him the 5. And he's like, I'm just not even looking.
Okay, but according to experts, we're going one more step. Beachwear is going all the way. Speedos are what women think. They think it's the sexiest thing a guy can wear. And we happen to have a female on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So as the female on the show, I feel that they're not sexy. They've always been sexy in other countries. I remember going to Brazil to meet my wife's
family.
That's
the norm,
my ex-wife
family.
They're like, why are you wearing pants in the ocean? I'm like, no, these are board shorts. And they're like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
We're bored of looking at you in them. Show some leg. Let's see those thighs.
So do you want the Slacker Show's first outing? I think when spring comes in, we're going to try to line some up at Elitch's or Waterworld. You want Hack and I banana hammocking our way in?
Yeah.
Or would you rather see us in 11s? What do you want?
I want whatever you guys are comfortable in. Hmm. That being said, I think five inch is the perfect. I love
You're
a short
half.
Short.
Five is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're talking shorts, right?
That's the thing. A five is not going to give me coverage.
They're a little baggy on me.
No, but why do other women like it? I mean, Hack has a theory
like
that
Speedos?
It's the Olympics, right?
I mean, yeah, but...
But those are Olympic athletes.
Exactly.
I've never seen, whenever I see a guy in a Speedo, they're either an Olympic swimmer and they look great because they're an Olympic swimmer. They look great in anything. Or they look funny. They're a guy trying
to be. Or it's a pair with a rubber band on it.
Yes. Okay.
You're just like.
Or they're doing it for a joke. It's not
exactly
actually
a joke.
Serious.
You don't actually, I've never seen a guy just actually look sexy. It's like a guy trying to look sexy and looks funny or looks dorky. Like, I feel like women aren't as visual as men. Like, men want to see the goods. I feel like women.
Do you?
Well, I don't want to speak, but
do
I'll
you
want
to see the goods? Because I'm going to tell you this. If I go to a beach, even if she's stunning, if she's wearing a thong, I don't know why I'm not comfortable with it.
Really?
That's like, to me, I know. Go ahead, text in 303-222-5423. You're allowed to show your body if you want. To me, I like it. I like a little mystery. I want to see that when we get home later. But like, when women on a beach, even with a great body, I'm like, sometimes nothing sexier than a one piece.
Have you ever thought of like, they're not wearing it for you? Maybe
they just want
a seamless tan.
No, but it's like, but we would obviously be wearing a Speedo to try to attract you. Like, we want women.
If you want to wear a Speedo because you're comfortable and you're confident, confident is the key. I don't care what you wear as long as you are confident. My opinion does not matter.
But you get in and out of the water. Water's cold.
Right.
It's hard to be confident.
I agree.
Like, you're just having fun at the beach. And again, it doesn't matter what other people think.
But you're just...
My confidence comes from other people. Validating me.
Too.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.